Michael Clark, probably the last thing you want to do is walk another lap of the Adelaide Oval. You've been out there for a fair time. Congratulations personally on a wonderful milestone.
Thanks, mate. Yeah. Look, it's fantastic to make some more runs. And again, I've said it a few times, but the most important thing for me is that the team's in a really good position. 600 on the board and 2 for 60. I thought... obviously, those 2 wickets are crucial in winning this test match. So there's still a long way to go. As you can see, the wicket is very flat and very good to bat on. So we're going to have to execute our plans well over the next couple of days.
Do you think also that this is adding to your maturity as a cricketer all over, not just as a player, but the fact that you are a leader of men on the ground now, and so there are a lot more things you have to think about, not just batting?
Yeah, well, when you are batting, though, that's all you're really thinking about, watching the ball and trying to score runs. I think that's the most important thing, whether you're captain or just a player. You've got to perform individually. And I've said for a long time now, as the captain of this team, I want to make sure I'm leading from the front. So it's nice to be putting my hand up and scoring some runs.
But also, when you throw the ball to your quick bowlers, it does appear now as there's a lot of confidence. And I think, really, Craig McDermott would be thrilled as to what's been happening out there. The breaking through of those top-order batsmen has been so crucial.
Yeah, very true. I don't think we bowled that well, to be honest. I think we were a bit off. Certainly our first 10 overs, but we come back well. And like I say, we've got a lot of work to do tomorrow. But our bowlers the whole series have been outstanding. You know, they're a huge part of the reason why we sit 3-0 up in the series. So we're going to need them to be at their best in these conditions, on this wicket, over the next 3 days, because there's such a lot of cricket left in this test match.
Would you think then that the spinners, and well, of course yourself I'll include in that, will get much work out there with Nathan Lyon?
Well, there's not much spin at the moment, but hopefully over the next couple of days it breaks up a bit more and does spin. But I think Lyon is going to play a big part, whether it spins or not. I think he can do a holding job for us if it's not spinning. And if there is a bit of spin, I think he's certainly a wicket taker.
Who taught Peter Siddle to take those sort of catches early in the piece, eh?
A lot of hard work with Steve Rickson doing fielding, but a very big wicket for us.
Good on you, Michael. Well played, and all the best as we continue into the third day tomorrow.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.